It's Friday, August 18th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this week, CBS News commended Iceland for the nation's abortion record, pointing out that, quote, close to 100%, unquote, of Icelandic children in the womb testing positive for Down syndrome are murdered there. Dr. James Dobson responded, noting that this smacked of, quote, Nazi-era eugenics, unquote. Greenland is still at the top of the list for the highest abortion rate in the world. This nation kills over half of its babies. The state of Oregon has become the most pro-abortion state in the union. Governor Kate Brown has signed a bill into law which would require insurance companies to cover all expenses relating to abortion counseling, abortions, and contraceptives bearing abortifacient qualities. Meanwhile, Texas may be turning into the most pro-life state. This week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill that exempts individuals and families from having to pay for abortions through their insurance plans. The state of Texas has seen a 34% drop in elective abortions since 2006. The states of New York, Florida, Delaware, Illinois, New Jersey, Maryland, and California have the highest abortion rates in America. By contrast, the states of Mississippi, South Dakota, Missouri, Kentucky, and Idaho have the lowest abortion rates. The higher-rate states kill 6 times the children compared to the lower-rated states, according to Kaiser Foundation data. But the Lord says, "The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it." Jeremiah 8. Muslim female suicide bombers killed 27 people in northeastern Nigeria, Africa yesterday. Boko Haram claimed responsibility for the murders. On a side note, the name of the group, Boko Haram, was developed around the inference that, quote, Western education is a sin, unquote. Another terror attack in Barcelona, Spain yesterday took the lives of 13 and injured 80. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, where a large vehicle was driven into a crowd. The Parliament of Spain is expected to approve a law that would, quote, severely restrict freedom of speech and religion, unquote, according to the Spanish Evangelical Alliance. In a lengthy statement, the Alliance pointed out the martyrdoms which Spanish Protestants have faced in the past. The Spanish Christians are calling for, quote, the freedom of parents to teach values to their children and the right to disagree and to say so in public, unquote. They further point out that the new law will force their children to, quote, indoctrination in the LGBT dogma, unquote, in the state schools. Evangelicals make up only 2.5% of the Spanish population. Australian media has been so unashamed in its advocacy for the homosexual marriage agenda that Australia's ABC network editors issued a stern warning to the journalism staff to rein in their, quote, strong personal opinions, unquote. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is planning a national mail-in vote on the question this fall, and he announced that he and his wife would be voting in favor of this violation of God's law order. Romans 1 describes the nature of God's judgment, and God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. A number of British members of Parliament are calling for Pakistan to review and repeal its blasphemy laws in light of its 70th anniversary of declaring independence. Radical Muslims use the laws to falsely accuse Christians in Pakistan, such as Asiya Bibi, a mother who has been in prison for almost 7 years on a false blasphemy accusation. The World View spoke to Wilson Chowdhury, of the British Asian Christian Association about why 24 members of parliament are speaking out.
I would suggest the reason for this is the fact that Pakistani Christian groups have been lobbying MPs for some time now, and we seem to be having some effect. For instance, now in Pakistan, there is the All-Parliamentary Party group for Pakistani minorities.
Chaudhry said that the Islamic version of these blasphemy laws was introduced in 1984, and that's when things went from bad to worse.
We have seen the blasphemy allegations increase to over 1,000, potentially drawing close to 2,000. Of that, 15% of these convictions are laid against Christians, despite them only making up 1.6% of the population.
And finally, South Korean Christians are finding creative ways to get the Bible into North Korea. These brothers and sisters in Christ print scripture on bright orange balloons and launch them over the border. Amazingly, they can get the whole Book of Mark on one balloon. The project has been going on weekly for 25 years, amounting to hundreds of thousands of balloons. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.